And soup you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents. You say almost the same thing. There should be a difference in the E, but down here you won't ever get it. Everybody will pronounce the E and the I exactly alike.
They just call them.
And I know it's different, but I don't bother.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit.
What were the pieces of a three-piece suit?
The shirt, I mean, you mean the coat and the our jacket, but really coat was always what we called, and the vest and the pants.
Any other name for
sometime pants? Trousers, but pants mostly down here.
What about something a farmer would wear that'd come up?
Overalls. Our coveralls, but overalls mostly down here.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and what me my coat?
Bring me my coat or hand me my coat. Mostly okay. Bring me my coat.
So you'd say, so he went inside and he
brought me my coat.
And he'd say, here I have
brought you your coat. And I wouldn't have said brung, though I would have heard it.
You'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did fit.
Last year it what?
Or it fitted me.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yes.
What about if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp?
Would you say that about a man?
No.
What would you say about him?
I'd say he was egotistical.
Any other?
Vain, perhaps, you know. No, man doesn't primp. I think that's strictly a lady's word.
What would you call a man who's vain? Do you ever hear any special?
Oh, yes. They'd call him a Beau Brummel, perhaps, although that's quite an old term now.
Where did that? I've heard that. That sounds vaguely familiar. But
no, Beau Brummel was a great fop, I guess you would call it, in in the time of one of the King Charleses, I think. And he was a court favorite, and he also was very meticulous about his clothes and liked to start new fashions, and and particularly the ruffles and all this sort of thing. So that someone who is what around here would be called a natty dresser would also be called a Beau Brummel.
What about the term jelly bean? Did you ever hear that?
Only in relation to candy.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, and a jelly bean and a cream puff and some of those would be the same thing, but those would be someone who was soft in the center, you know, didn't have a lot of character, a lot of backbone. That would be what a jelly bean would be to me. Just
and it would be derogatory.
Yes, it would.
Something that people used to carry their coins in would be a...
Used to carry them in?
Yeah, a little coin.
A coin purse.
And something a woman could wear around her neck, things strung up together.
Beads.
You'd call that a...
Or a necklace.
Or a what of beads?
String of beads.
And something you'd wear around your wrist.
Bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
Oh, I know I've heard some, but I never used them, but I guess because I know so few people that wear suspenders. I think the only time my husband ever wears them is with his evening clothes. You know, they have some that come with the tux pants. Yes, they still wear suspenders with tux pants. That's the only time he wears them.
What you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed? The
bedspread.
Okay. Any things that people used to make to... Similar to a bedspread?
Like a coverlet.
What was a coverlet exactly?
Coverlet was generally woven.